This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 464, part 2, entitled Society Really Needs Masculism. Carrying straight on. So, how will the rise of masculism help men? I list a few bulleted ways and then elaborate on them later. Bullet. Men will be freed from decades of manslavery by fluffies. Bullet. Men will be freed from financial massacring in the divorce courts. Bullet. Men will be freed from decades of undesired paternity thanks to the legislation of the para. Bullet. Men's gender issues will be addressed equally by parliamentary gender equality committees. Bullet. Men will have better relationships with bi-conscious women. Bullet. Men will feel that bi-conscious women understand them better. And now in more detail. Bullet. Men will be freed from decades of manslavery by fluffies. The core idea of masculism is that it's a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for decades for women. In the form of a haiku-like slogan, quote, women have a career window of half a century, so have to fip up or be punished by men by not getting one, end quote. This is masculism in a nutshell. Masculists see fluffydom as manslavery, and manslavery as slavery, and hence something to be hated. Masculists aim to wipe out fluffies and fluffy feminists by exterminating them slowly, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, thus forcing their fluffy manslaving genes to be removed from the gene pool. To masculists, manslavery is a war issue. Masculists have a particular hatred towards the fluffy feminist hypocrites who have taken over the divorce courts and made divorce so toxic for men that they have made marriage and paternity toxic for men. So that in many countries now, 2/3 of young men refuse to marry, reject paternity, and live the MGTOW, that's men going their own way, lifestyle, spending their money on themselves and not on a fluffy manslaving parasite who will drag him into a fluffy feminist controlled divorce court, take his kids with a 90% probability, take his house so she can raise her kids in it, half his wealth, half his stuff, get child payments from him and often get alimony for life. Masculists want the divorce courts men fared by making custody for kids joint by default. No halving of wealth and stuff, no alimony, etc. Since masculists expect the divorce courts to see women as fips who can afford to pay for themselves and not be parasites off the money and labour of a man. Masculists see the divorce courts as reinforcers of the traditional gender roles, with the husband as the sole breadwinner and the wife as the child raiser. But women now have only 0, 1, or 2 kids on the whole, so have a career window of half a century, so are under a powerful moral obligation to fip up or be severely punished by men by not getting one. Any young woman who gets a reputation in her social circle of being a fluffy is given the kiss of death in terms of her getting a man. In a masculinistic world, no young man will be prepared to be manslaved by a hated fluffy. Fluffies rot on the shelf in such a world. With nearly all women as fips, then men can share out the burden equally with women of earning the living, so are freed up to spend time and energy on non-career interests, hobbies, etc. This will be liberating for men. They will be able to be part-time MGTOWs, since the woman in their lives will be a fip who shares half the burden of earning the living. Bullet. Men will be freed from financial massacring in the divorce courts. One of the major aims of the maskless, who are a lot more politically minded than the apolitical, wimpy MGTOWs, who just quietly, passively walk away from marriage and paternity, spending their money on themselves, close brackets, is to see the divorce courts men fared by having half the judges and lawyers in the divorce courts be maskless, so that the decisions handed down in these courts are fair to men. For example, no alimony, no halving of wealth and stuff, joint custody of kids by default, etc. One of the major aims of the maskless is to create a FIP society, capital F, capital S. That is one in which both sexes, especially girls, are socialized by parents and educated by teachers to be FIPs, and who are frightened that if they don't, they will be horribly punished by not getting a man, since in the near future, nearly all men will have absorbed maskless ideas and values, who will simply spit on the fluffy, seeing her as a manslaving parasite who deserves to be spat at, to be punished by being forced to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and totally pariahed. To maskless, fluffy manslavery is a war issue. Maskless aim to wipe out fluffies and the fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts. Bullet. Men will be freed from decades of undesired paternity thanks to the legislation of the para. Maskless claim that the most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists is the fact that women have the mara, that's maternity rejection right, yet men don't have the para, paternity rejection right. So millions of women commit the major gender crime of pill lying, telling her boyfriend slash husband that she's taking the pill, but isn't, gets pregnant, then forces him to pay for decades for a kid he never wanted in the first place. This is a major and hated gender crime on the part of women against men. Maskless push for the legislation of the para, so that men also have the same legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women do. In today's world, both women and society as a whole, that is non-masculisted society, see men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. When the maskless push hard for the legislation of the para, we will see women's true colours, that is their female psychology, their evolved expectation of men as cash machines to be sexploited by women's vaginas in exchange for men's scarce resources, especially male hunted meat. I consider it likely that the maskless push for the para will become a bataille royale, that's a royal battle in French, as women truly wake up to the reality that if the para is passed, then that will force, capital letters, women to grow up, to fit up, since they won't be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man anymore. They will be forced onto their own 2 feet and have to face life the way men do. This prospect terrifies millions of fluffies, so they will probably fight the para with everything they have. Bullet. Men's gender issues will be addressed equally by parliamentary gender equality committees. Another major aim of the maskless is the establishment of parliamentary gender equality committees that will consist half of female feminists and half of male maskless, who address equally both feminist and maskless issues, which is far from being the case today, since in today's world, society is so brainwashed that gender politics is synonymous with feminism. That the maskless have a major educational job ahead of them to teach society that gender politics needs to address both sexes' gender problems equally. Those monoconscious feminists who oppose this idea are labelled by the masklists MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, for good reason. Such feminists are bigots. These gender equality committees will play a major role in the legislation of the para, since they are politicians whose job it is to make laws. The maskless want the para to become a law. Maskers want the divorce courts to be reformed. Maskers want maskers groups to be set up in every high school and campus, etc. So that society sees gender oppression as a two-way street, and that laws be made to promote these maskless goals. Bullet. Men will have better relationships with bi-conscious women. Damascus, bi-conscious women are so much nicer to be with. So maskers are much nicer to such women. For a man, to be accused of being a toxic male, a rapist, etc., by an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot, is a total turn-off. So he just walks out the door and out of the MFB's life. Such women are repulsive to men, so men punish them severely, especially maskless, who see such women as hypocrites, since in maskless eyes, women oppress men far worse than vice versa. So the complaints against men of the monoconscious feminists seem like small beer to biconscious maskless, who simply let such monoconscious feminists rot on the shelf. But with bi-conscious feminists, who understand perfectly what the maskless are saying, they are entirely a different kettle of fish. Such feminists are easy to get along with. They are not feminazi bitchy, and hence tend to offer maskless nicer, stabler, closer relationships. A bi-conscious feminist is so much nicer to be with. This is an important lesson that maskless try to teach women, especially young women. Bullet. Men will feel that bi-conscious women understand them better. A bi-conscious feminist understands what the maskless are saying, since they can read maskless books and listen / watch maskless and MGTOW videos as readily as men. So in time, they become as familiar with maskless ideas as do men, so are able to react appropriately towards masculinized men, understanding them, having an intuitive and emotional understanding of the anger and hatred that maskless express towards fluffies and fluffy feminists. Such bi-conscious women are female maskless, so join forces to vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, simply out of a humanitarian sense of justice towards men. Once a monoconscious feminist converts herself into a bi-conscious feminist via her exposure to maskless and MGTOW ideas, she is motivated to help men liberate themselves by collaborating with men for the creation of a FIP society, for the legislation of the para, for the reform of the divorce courts, etc. Such bi-conscious feminists act out of humane sympathy towards men, the way millions of men are male feminists, since they see that the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, etc., are gender crimes against women. Similarly, bi-conscious feminists see that women commit massive gender crimes lasting decades against men, and agree with the maskless that such gender criminal women should be punished as well. A couple, that is, a bi-conscious maskless and a bi-conscious feminist, should get on a lot better than when the man is a bi-conscious maskless and the woman remains a monoconscious feminist. This latter couple is much more vulnerable, because there is a real chance that the man will get fed up with her monoconscious bigotry, with the monoconscious bigotry of the woman, and just walk out on her, out of her life. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 460 plus maskless flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.